The verse we're going to look at this morning, boys and girls, is Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 16. And here's what it says, "Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith we shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked." Boys and girls, we're going to look at the Roman soldier for a few moments this morning once again. And the Roman soldier, along with the armor that he wore, he had a big shield. You ever play with a shield when you're fighting against other people and so on? The Roman soldier had a big shield and it was made of wood. And boys and girls, if that Roman soldier would have held the shield in front of him, the shield was so big that it would have covered almost every part of his body. So the soldier had double protection. If the enemy would have fired the arrows had to get past the shield first of all, and then to get in through the armor that the soldier was wearing, and that would be very, very difficult. So the soldier had double protection. I'm going to tell you something this morning. The enemy would have done anything and everything that they could think of to get at the soldier and defeat the soldier. And you know, boys and girls, one of the things that the enemy did from time to time was this. They would have set their arrows on fire, and then they would have shot them at the soldier, hoping that whenever the soldier or the arrow would have hit the shield, that the shield would have went on fire as well, and they would have had no shield to hold in front of them. But you know, boys and girls, Roman soldiers were clever. Roman soldiers had lots of brains. And you know what they did with their shields? They covered their shields with cloth. And then they covered their shields with leather. And then they would have taken their shields and they would have soaked them in water for ages till they were absolutely drenched. And then they would have taken their shields and went out to battle. And if the enemy had shot the arrows, the flaming arrows, whenever it would have hit the shield, with it being so wet, the flames would have immediately went out. Boys and girls, they were smart. They were really, really clever. And I want to tell you something this morning, boys and girls. If you're a Christian, and this series is for Christian boys and girls and adults as well, if you're a Christian, you have an enemy. And that enemy is Satan. He's called many names, boys and girls. Satan, the devil, Lucifer. There's a whole stack of names he's called. But he's out to get you. Boys and girls, when you look at our verse in Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 16, it says near the end of the verse about fiery darts of the wicked. Or it simply means flaming arrows of the wicked one. It's referring to Satan, to the devil firing the arrows at Christian boys and girls and Christian people. And you know, boys and girls, Satan will do anything and everything that he can to get you down in your Christian life. To discourage you, to hurt you, and to make a real mess of your Christian life. Do you know something? Some of the arrows that Satan will fire at you are these here. He'll fire lies at you. Sometimes he'll put you in situations that to tell the truth, you'll feel really embarrassed. Maybe you've done something wrong. Maybe you've made a big mistake and you don't want to give in and admit it was you. And Satan puts you in that situation that if you're going to tell the truth, you're going to be embarrassed, you're going to feel really bad, you're going to go all red and be ashamed. But God wants you to tell the truth. Satan, he'll put you in those situations to hopefully that you'll tell lies. Boys and girls, another arrow he fires at you is hateful thoughts. Bad thoughts, nasty thoughts, and so it goes on. He wants boys and girls and everybody who's a Christian to do all the wrong things, to do all the bad things, to do all the hurtful things. He doesn't want us to live our lives pleasing to God. He wants us to live our lives that they're a mess, they're no good to God at all. That's what Satan wants. He wants us to do all the wrong things. Boys and girls, and quite often he puts doubts in our minds. Quite often he puts temptation in our way. Remember in the Garden of Eden, boys and girls? Garden of Eden was beautiful. Adam and Eve were there. They had everything they could ever want. It was absolutely beautiful. Everything was good. And God had told Adam and Eve that they were not to touch the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. They weren't to eat off it or they'd be punished. And Satan came along, and what did he say? He said, has God said that you can eat of all of the trees? And then he went on to say, you'll not be punished, you'll not die. I'll tell you what'll happen. You'll be like God yourself. You'll know good, you'll know evil. We all know the story, don't we? Eve, she fell to the temptation. She took of the fruit. She gave to her husband. They both ate of the fruit. What was the result? Boys and girls, they were put out of the Garden of Eden. God keeps his promises. God punished their sin. And as a result of their sin, sin came into the world. And every one of us this morning were born in sin, all because of the fall in the Garden of Eden. We're not going to dwell on that this morning. Boys and girls, Satan's like a sniper. He shoots when we least expect it. We need to have our shield of faith at hand, ready to use it at all times, every single day. Boys and girls, a couple of things I want to say this morning. Satan wants you to doubt God. He wants me to doubt God. He wants the pastor to doubt God. Here's one of the things he wants us to do. He wants us to doubt the promises of God. Here's a wonderful promise God gives us in Hebrews 13 and verse 5. He says, I will never leave you. That's a wonderful promise, isn't it? If you're a Christian boy or girl, Christian adult this morning, young person, God, when God came into your life, he promised that he would never leave you, that he would never forsake you, that he would never, ever let you down. Boys and girls, have you ever felt lonely? Have you ever felt that nobody really cares for you? Have you ever felt that nobody loves you? Has your friends ever fallen out with you and you've been left all on your own? And you're really down, feeling so lonely and so fed up and so down in the dumps. It's a good time to remember, boys and girls, that God loves you, isn't it? It's a good time to remember that God has promised that he will always be with you, that he will always be your friend, that he will never let you down, that he will always be there to help you. Maybe you've done something wrong in your Christian life and you feel so ashamed. And the devil has put thoughts into your minds. He's fired the arrows at you and he's put doubts in your minds and you're thinking to yourself, I wonder, does God love me? I wonder, is God so ashamed of me that he doesn't care for me anymore? That's Satan firing the arrows, boys and girls. Here's another wonderful promise from God's word, that if we confess our sins, tell God we're sorry for the mistakes we've made, for the things that we've done are wrong, what does the verse say? It says he'll forgive us and he'll cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Doesn't mean you get saved again. Boys and girls, it simply means that he'll bring you close to himself once again. And he'll bless you, and he'll help you, and he'll encourage you in your Christian life. Boys and girls, Satan wants us to doubt God's promises. Do you know something? Satan wants us to doubt God's faithfulness. You know, do you ever wonder at times why things happen in your life? Maybe there's things that have happened in your life and you can't understand why. Why has God allowed this to happen? When I was your age, there were things that happened in my life. And for years, I couldn't understand why. And then as I got a little bit older and was involved in the Lord's work more, I understood very, very clearly why God allowed certain things to happen. Boys and girls, there are things maybe that have happened in your life, or that will happen in the future in your life, and Satan will put doubts in your mind, and he'll be wondering, why has God allowed all these things to happen? You know, boys and girls, I want to say something to you this morning. Remember the Apostle Paul? Bible says in 2 Corinthians that he was shipwrecked 3 times. When Paul became a Christian, when Saul became a Christian and his name changed to Paul, he didn't have an easy Christian life. He was shipwrecked 3 times. Imagine being on a ship and you're heading out to sea and then the ship crashes. And you don't know what's going to happen. That happened to Paul 3 times. Boys and girls, the Apostle Paul was beaten many times, the Bible tells us. Imagine having the clothes torn off your back and you were bent over and the big whip coming down in your back lots of times and your back left with scars and the blood flowing from your back. That wouldn't be nice. That happened to Paul many times. You know, boys and girls, the Apostle Paul was tied up. His hands were tied, his feet were tied. He was put into prison many times. If that had happened to you or me, what would you or I have said? Would we be wondering in our minds, why is God allowing these things to happen? Why is God allowing all these terrible things to happen to me? You know, boys and girls and friends this morning, Paul didn't think like that. Paul didn't wonder why all these things were happening. Paul believed with all of his heart that there was a reason for every single thing that happened. Paul believed in Romans chapter 8 and verse 28, we read that all things work together for good to them that love the Lord, to them who are the called according to his purpose. Boys and girls, the Apostle Paul suffered all these things, but he believed that there was a reason for it. He believed that God was sovereign. He believed that God was in control. He believed that God had a wonderful plan for his life. And Paul just wanted to live each day in the very center of the will of God. Boys and girls, I'm going to finish with this. You remember Paul and Silas were in prison. And one night there was a great earthquake. And the jail, the whole prison shook. The prisoners' bonds were loosed. The doors were swung open. They could have all come out of the prison and left. But they all stayed where they were. Paul believed, and I believe with all my heart, that while Paul was in that prison cell, even though he had been beaten and he was hurt and he was sore, Paul told all the other prisoners about the Lord Jesus. Paul told the jailer of the prison about the Lord Jesus. Paul told the soldiers that were guarding the prison about the Lord Jesus. And boys and girls, as a result of Paul and Silas being in prison that night, what happened? Bible tells us in Acts 16 that the jailer got saved. That his whole family got saved. That his whole household got saved. If Paul and Silas hadn't been in prison, would they have ever heard? Would they have got saved? Would they have come to know the Lord Jesus as their Savior? Paul believed that everything that happened in his life, even though it didn't seem so nice at times, Paul believed that everything was in the plan of God. Boys and girls, this morning, God wants us to take up the shield of faith. God wants us to trust Him. God wants us to believe that everything that happens in our lives, if we're living our lives for Him, will be in the very center of His will. Take up the shield of faith this morning and trust God and ask God to help you every day to believe in His promises. And when Satan fires those darts at you, that you'll cling to the promises of God and live your life